This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
I'm just reading about that Lori Loughlin, the one that paid $500,000 to get her kids in college.
Yeah.
Man, her and her husband, that Massimo designer guy.
Yeah.
Woo, I guess they were both married to other people. They both got divorces. They didn't know each other. And then one day they just met. Like, literally, they just met. They were at a diner, and she's like, woo, he's cute. And he's like, woo, she's cute. And then they just met, and then they just got married in sweatpants.
You're kidding.
No.
But like, that day?
Yeah, like the next day.
Really?
Yeah. But it's been working.
Yeah, that's like our producer, Sean.
I know. Isn't that
crazy? He went to that barbecue, met Shayna. There they sat and had some s'mores together. Mm-hmm. And then they jumped in a tent and And then the next day, he jumped in a tent and went.
The EE was very weak today.
Well, he was weak that day. After a few s'mores, he's not very good in the sack.
Yeah.
So, and then he showed up at her house the next day with the kids and a truckload of furniture.
I almost got married in Vegas.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Same kind of deal.
To who?
Oh, he was the bachelor. What was his name?
You don't even remember the guy you were going to marry?
I can see him. It's like a common name. He was the bachelor. So the blonde one was the first runner-up. The blonde kid was the first one, and he was the second one. What is his name?
Well, let's start with common names. Dave.
No.
Bill.
No.
Fred.
No.
Jack.
No.
John.
No.
Jerry.
No.
Carl.
Nope. It's right on the tip of my tongue.
Butch.
No, that's not common.
Al.
No, I can.
Was
Russ.
Named Al?
It was Russ. His name
I
was Russ.
I would have never gotten to the R's.
His name was Russ. Yeah, I almost married him.
Russ.
I'm not even kidding. We came super duper close. It was so dumb.
It is pretty crazy.
And he's like, "Do you want to do it?" I was like, "Okay, all right." And we like hung out and the whole day and everything. And then he's like, "Let's go get married." I'm like, "Yeah, let's do this, Russ. This seems like a great idea." And so then I'm like, who was? Oh, Alina. Alina's like, "Bloody hell, what are you doing?" I'm like, "I don't know. I guess we're going to go get married." She's like, "No, you're not."
You know what this does? This puts you in a certain category.
Which is hussy?
Psychos.
Wow.
Yeah, no. The reason I say that is because... No. Listen to me. Let me explain.
Man.
Because who did this in Vegas? One of the most popular ever. Vegas. Overnight. Woke up the next day, she's married. She's psycho, too.
Britney Spears.
Thank you.
Well, but listen.
You're in that same category as Britney Spears. Psycho.
No.
Did you shave your head?
No. No. The only reason why I didn't marry Russ, and this is a true story, I thought, my dad would kill me if all of a sudden I just got married to this guy named Russ in Vegas. Yeah. That would be just so dumb, right? And he's a runner-up, The Bachelor.
Yeah.
She
and
did.
His name's Russ. They would have been married to a Rusty.
But look, it worked with Sean Swallows. It worked with Lori Loughlin. Yeah. They've been married forever.
Right.
So sometimes just, finding a guy in Vegas and getting married, it totally works. Oh, yeah, that's him.
Now, I wonder if that Lori Loughlin and her Massimo husband, I wonder if they're pointing fingers at each other because they're both wrapped up.
Oh, for sure
they are.
You
got to figure that behind closed doors.
Yeah.
He's saying something like, I would have never been, I wouldn't be in this trouble if it weren't for you. You're the one that came up with this harebrained idea that we need to pay for a kid to get into USC. And she is turning the tables on him. You know what? I think one night we were drinking and this was your idea. You knew somebody down at the office. They're fighting.
They're totally fighting.
Because they're both going to the pokey, it looks like.
I would blame. Wouldn't you blame?
Absolutely, I would. I would at least say, okay, wait a minute. Who came up with this harebrained idea?
It was probably her.
It had
her.
To be one of them.
It was probably her.
And so that person.
Moms are more apt to go to the final step for their kids.
And look how much you're going to lose out of this. Not only the $500,000 that you paid the university or some sleaze bag that pulled the strings for you, but now you're going to have to pay lawyers. They're going to, and you, these are the kind of people, money is no object. They will spend whatever it takes to keep their out of prison.
They're what?
They're A.
They're A. You can't say ass. Why can't you say ass?
Because my mother taught me that's a dirty word.
Really? It's just all of a sudden you just like,
I still listen
like,
to my mom.
I'm not going to say that. Why are you staring at pictures of Russ?
I was just curious what he looked like.
Hey, what's he look like?
Yeah, I thought BJ would like to know too.
Okay, well, scroll down where all the pictures are. So, yeah, scroll. See, he's cute. I almost married that guy.
Why do you like fat men?
He's not fat at all. You're such a liar.
He's like 450 pounds. He needs a donut.
Yeah, that's him. That's
this picture.
That's the new Bachelor. That's what they do. Is the
I
new
see
show?
You marrying this guy?
I couldn't either because he was on The Bachelor, which like bugged me. Like, why do you go on that show and try to find a wife? You know? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm glad you didn't marry him. Yeah,
thanks.
I mean, look at him.
What? He's adorable.
No, he's not.
He's super hot. Roll down and so up there. No, like up there. Yep. So those
he's
up
like
there.
Like a party clown.
There. See, look, he's a party clown.
Yeah, he's not.
What's a party clown look like?
I don't know. He's probably bald today.
Oh my
God. Look at that receding hairline, Schmidl. Schmidl, that's not a good looking guy, is it?
What?
I mean, you look better than he does.
I think so.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Schmidl looks better than that guy, Russ, you almost married. I'm telling you right now, Schmidl, I would go out with you before
I
go out with Russ.
I appreciate that.
Use that picture of him. He looks good right here. Okay. This one, yeah.
That's a terrible picture.
He looks good there.
Man, you must have really drowned.
Wow! He is good looking!
No.
He was the second runner-up in The Bachelor.
No, he's not. Yeah. He's not bachelor material. He looks a little wimpy.
Oh my God.
Doesn't he looks weak.
No, he had great arms.
He looks
no,
weak.
No, he has really good biceps.
He looks like an accountant.
I have better biceps than him. I'm skinny.
Oh, you do not!
Yeah,
for
I'll bet you.
Oh, for sure you don't.
I'll bet you could go to the gym, you and Russ, and you could outlift him.
Probably.
God,
I'll bet you could press more weight than he can.
I guarantee
just
you're right, BJ.
Looking at him. What, yes.
Why are we even?
God knows you can out paintball him.
Did I open another beer? It just sounded like I opened another beer bottle.
You must have. I think you're still drunk from that Vegas trip. Not this guy.
Oh,
can we put his picture up?
Yeah.
Just say Jamie almost married this guy. What do you think?
I think
he's and put on there. BJ thinks he's hideous. I do.
All right.
Anyway, Lord,
he's bad.
Oh my God! It was so long ago. Why are we even talking about?
I've seen you date worse, but still, he's bad.
Oh my God, he's not bad. He's good looking. Why are you saying this?
It's Friday.
Wow. I wonder. Like, think about it. If I would have married him back then, like, we could have had like, I don't know, amazing fam.
Yeah.
I don't know what he's doing now. I feel like he probably doesn't have a job.
Yeah. Yeah.
Somebody said he has 6 toes on 1 foot.
He does? Russ does?
I guess. Oh, I guess so. All right, should we move on?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's enough.
Dr. Phil tells Oprah the worst thing she ever said to him. I don't know why, but Dr. Phil was talking to Oprah, and he said, this is the worst thing she ever said to me. Number 4.
You know, the worst thing you've ever said to me, do you know what it is?
No,
remember
I don't.
We're at the Tina Turner concert. We're in the front row, right?
Yeah.
And I love Tina Turner. And we're about an hour into the concert. I feel a tap on my shoulder.
And?
I said, yeah, what? She said, what concert are you watching? I said, what? She said, what concert are you watching? I'm clapping and tapping my foot. And it's like, I'm so offbeat.
So offbeat in another arena. Not in this one. I mean, not in this one.
You know, you and Robin look like backup singers.
I do remember that. That was a fun night, though.
She was there with Robin.
Robin's Phil's wife.
Oh. I thought maybe there's another woman that's with Oprah.
No, Robin is Dr. I should have let
you go. I
should have let you go over and over.
I didn't want to start eating rumors.
I
thought there was another Robin.
I shouldn't have fixed that. I should have just let you go. this is sick. Kristen Cavallari says that Jay Cutler sucked her boobs to get rid of, I guess her milk ducts were clogged.
Mm.
And so he had to do an extra sucking on them to unclog her things.
Well,
her
I guess that's better than hiring somebody else to do it. Be uncomfortable.
What a good husband that man is.
Yeah, good man. He's there for you.
Good husband, unclogger. Yeah. Wendy Williams, they just told us, has served her husband. She served him on set.
Yeah.
Is that crazy?
Well, it's long overdue, but it's going to be an ugly divorce, I think it is. Don't you?
I do, too. I feel like it's going to go bad.
Because they're too connected, as you've been talking about all morning, with that show and her being, him being her manager.
Mm-hmm.
They're so connected. That could get really nasty. And then you got the other woman involved. And she's got a baby. And he's been spending all this money on her. You're going to use that in court, right?
I was just shocked, though, that she had him served on set in front of everyone.
Well, she's angry.
Oh, she is bitter. That's what tells me. That's why I'm bringing it up, because that says something, doesn't it?
Yeah, it means, I want this public.
Yep.
I want the world to know what you've done to me.
Yep.
How you're treating me.
Yep.
And this is the way to start it.
By golly.
Yeah, take this, Kevin.
And then finally, I'm feeling sorry for Charlie Sheen.
Why?
Did you read this?
I feel happy for him. This is good news.
Oh,
he's seeing the light at the end of the tunnel.
That's what I mean, but it's too late.
It's not?
It is.
What do you mean it's too? It's never too late.
Well, I mean, now he's sick, you know, and he's broke. It's too late. That's why I feel bad for him. Charlie Sheen has opened up about his past struggles in a new interview, detailing the day that he decided to commit to getting sober more than a year ago. He was on some kind of TV show, and he said, "It feels just awful. I can't sit here and lie to you. Some of it's very surreal. To this day, I'm not sure how I created such chaos and wound up in this kind of headspace. It's as though there was some kind of alien or demonic possessing me. I wish I could make a lot of it go away, but that wouldn't call it the past if it wasn't." Oh, he said, "I wish I could make it go away, but I couldn't call it the past."
Look, there's no doubt what had overtaken him. It's called drugs.
Yeah.
Right? He was on it so badly. He was thinking weird. He thought the world was his oyster and that he could say and do whatever he wanted to do. And then he finally sobered up. And if Charlie Sheen was worth that much money to all these major producers and stuff in Hollywood, when he was under the influence, can you imagine what he could do sober?
Yeah.
This guy's still a moneymaker.
People don't want to
People
touch
still
him.
Like Charlie Sheen.
I know, but because he has such a bad rap of being so hard to manage, people don't want to touch him, you know? And because he burned that bridge with Lorne Michaels, I know that Lorne Michaels has made sure that nobody works with that guy.
Yeah.
He's walked around the streets of Hollywood and been like, "Do not hire this guy."
So he's blackballed?
Mm-hmm. That's what I feel like it is. Yeah, he says, "I guess, though, I didn't go to prison and I didn't kill anybody." I feel bad for him. It's like he woke up and looked back and was like, because he has HIV, right?
He does, but it's under control.
But I mean, yeah, but still. Like,
I mean, it's
you're
not like
so,
he's dying.
But you're so reckless in your life that you have HIV and you're broke.
Well, maybe that's what it took to wake him up, though.
I guess.
The HIV. Maybe that's what made him come to his senses. I honestly think Charlie's not that old. I mean, what is Charlie? Probably, what, 50?
I don't know.
I would guess. He's got a lot of time left. I think the guy can make a full comeback. I really do. Because I think people love him.
He says he made a new rule that there's no more than 5 people at his house at one time. That way it reduces his chances of feeling the urge to drink. He said he feels like a completely different person than he used to be. And he's been sober for over a year now, and he's also in deep therapy. He's more low-key, and he's not all...
I like the old Charlie.
That was great, wasn't it?
Winning.
So great.
Oh, it was... It was just a gold mine of entertainment every day we walked in here.
I mean, sure, we were watching the guy's demise, but tiger blood and all that and his teeth. And remember one time he shows up and all his teeth are missing? And like,
Is it not the best?
It was kind of great, but I mean, he almost did die.
I mean, all the stuff he was doing back then, he was completely out of... Remember that tour that he did?
Yes, the comedy tour.
Oh man, was he whacked out.
They said the first one he sold out, and then he would show up, and he'd just be so out of his mind that people were booing him.
Here's some of his drops.
Okay.
Remember that? Duh.
Tiger blood.
Yeah.
Tiger blood.
Winning.
That was it.
Winning.
Charlie Sheen
is in a rager.
Whoa.
He's
wait,
saying that Denise
wait,
Richards says ruin Chris.
He's in a rager.
Oh, no.
What is his deal?
Why are you playing that? What is that?
Something we reported on back in the day when he was completely, every single day, this guy was just going off the deep end.
Yeah. And then the last thing, it was a very uncomfortable moment. Brad Pitt was awkwardly cut off in a board meeting. A woman actually cut him off in a board meeting. It's number five.
Number Brad Pitt?
Yes.
Get out of here.
Here it is.
Part of the building and this part of the building and this part of the building. And I can't say enough about him. I see my time
expired.
Thank you.
I know. It gives me great pain to say, wrap it up, Mr. Pitt. It kills me to say that, but wrap it up.
We actors suffer from verbosity.
Right. We only do one take here.
Well, I feel your pain, Brad. I hear that all the time.
What?
Jamie,
what?
Wrap it up, BJ. Wrap it up.
No, it's just...
Yeah, you know what? I know how he feels. Right, I get that all the time from Jamie.
A little long-winded. All right, there you go. Tableau track.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.